Now, what I've come for here is to warn people about what is coming. When 666 comes, let me just say the mark of the beast, or that is 666, or the Antichrist sign. When it comes, it's just going to come in disguise. Once somebody takes it, that's it. It's over. That person will never be saved again. When you're taking it, it's engraved on your body. When it's engraved, it's going to change even your genetic code. What's going to happen here? People will die of famine. People will be killed by the beast. There'll be a great earthquake on earth. People will be seeking for death. You know what it is to seek? To seek, it's not like to look for. Mm-mm. They'll be seeking death, and death will be gone from them.
So the ones that won't accept the mark of the beast won't be tortured.
Accept the Lord Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior. That's all I can say to you. That is the only solution.
I've been through the most, been through the most.
Hola, Saint Fam. It is I've Been Through the Most podcast right here on Saint Twins TV on YouTube. And we are not just on YouTube. Where else are we, Melissa?
We are on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Make sure you catch the episodes there. And of course, show us some love. Follow, subscribe, like, comment down below, because we love hearing from you. We love it when you interact. And you know what? It's been a hectic couple of weeks, if not months, on the channel. The stories have really left us like jaw dropped.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jaw dropped. That's a beautiful description of exactly what it is. And we thank you for your interaction. Please continue to interact. Do write us an email. The email address is down below. If you also want to share your story and you want to sit on the hot seat, the email address is right there. Let's get straight into our episode today. It's going to be another hot, insightful, educational, overwhelming, I think. So put on your seat belts. And embrace it and enjoy this one, especially for you. Welcome, mommy.
Welcome, Mom Gugu.
Thank you.
Yeah. We're so blessed to have you today.
Oh, I really appreciate it. Oh, I appreciate it with all my heart. Thank you for letting me to be here. I really, you know, I'm so excited.
Amen. Awesome. Yeah. Now, I know that, you know, you have a lot to go through. So we're going to give you time, you know, to just get straight into it.
Thank you.
And we are here to listen.
Thank you. Yes, I'm Kukuletu Ngamu. Those that are looking maybe globally, I'm Esther Avis. Those are my names. Anyway, I've been sent by the Lord here. It's a pity that we're living in the days when people are not impressed when they are being told about the visions. Or the prophetic words from the Lord. The Lord told specifically, he said that this time you're not going to talk of any visions or any prophets. You're just going to talk purely on my word, what I've said on my word. Yeah. You remember that the Lord works on different ways to different people.
Yes.
So he never used one strategy when he's talking. Now, what I've come for here is to warn people about what is coming. As much as people are arguing about the dates, fine, I'm going to accommodate them. I'm not going to talk about the dates.
Okay.
I'm just going to talk about the warnings. The reason the Lord is insisting is that I've been working in the Department of Health.
Okay.
In the Department of Health, we always warn people of the diseases.
Yes.
Let's say the scientists have seen that. Let's say COVID is coming or there's HIV and AIDS that is coming.
Mm-hmm.
We are people who always implement to make sure that people have got the message.
Yes.
Now, what's more interesting is that now when we are talking of great tribulation that is coming, people are not warned. When the prophets are coming and saying that the Lord Jesus Christ has said that, people are just in denial. What's more interesting is that even in the body of Christ, people that we've been, looking into, that they'll motivate more or teach more, it's very interesting that some of them are in denial. What I'm going to specify here is that my dad is a pastor. Okay. When I grew up, this was always the message that was never left, you know, at all, rapture. It was always being spoken of, rapture. Really? All of a sudden, it just disappeared in the body of Christ. No one has been, preaching actively, or let me say lesser people. Now, when it's coming right now, when people are being told of rapture, there is just denial. Denial among the pastors, denial as more especially people who are unbelievers because they've never heard of that concept. Should we have been, being taught about the rapture, it wouldn't be like this. Now people are just shocked. Okay, we all know that rapture is about Christ standing in the clouds with the voice of an angel, where the Christian will be snatched and those that are in the graves will be raised up, and then they'll be with Christ in the clouds. Yes. Yes. For now, my message is on warning people what is coming on earth, because we don't want people to be taken by surprise. There is a reason why our Father has written the Bible specifically to be read, because he doesn't want to take us by surprise. Now, what has pushed me more than any other thing, the Lord is just concerned, because when 666 comes, let me just say the mark of the beast, or that is 666 or the Antichrist sign. When it comes, it's just going to come in disguise. Initially, eventually it will be a force. What's going to happen? I was just imagining that it's a coincidence that we've just had COVID. During COVID, everybody was taking the injections. We trusted the government. We've had the treatment, you know, like Ebola and everything. Yeah. All along, we've been trusting the government. Now, the catch is, we don't know how it will be advertised initially. What we are avoiding is for people to go and take the sign under deception, not being aware. Mm-hmm. I'm just imagining when, I don't mean to say that Department of Health would do it. I don't want to be plain per se. Mm-hmm. But I'm just imagining when they'll be coming and advertising on TV. So many people have died because they didn't take this. Whether they'll be saying, they won't say the mark of the beast. Somehow it will be in disguise initially. Now we are warning people that as much as government has been all along helpful, now people must be aware what's going to enter into their bodies. Because this mark of the beast is 666. That's what the word of God is saying. Once it's on a person, it just changes the whole thing. It's one of the sins that wasn't covered at the cross. Once somebody takes it, that's it. It's over. That person will never be saved again. Why? When you are taking this sign 666 or Antichrist sign, it will be put on the forehead or on the right arm. Specifically, that's what the word of God is saying. When you're taking it, it's engraved on your body. When it's engraved, it's going to change even your genetic code. Why am I saying that? Remember that when Lucifer was chased from heaven, he was the angel of light. He had love and everything, all the features and the characteristics of God. The moment he turned against God, everything just turned, you know, immediately. So that's why I'm saying that once somebody takes this sign, he or she will just change immediately. Genetic code will change. A person will never be able to use his or her own mind, because that person has sold his soul to the devil. That's what it is. A person will just be filled with the demons. They won't have the willpower anymore. They won't be able to reason at all. Because you remember the person whom Jesus removed the demons from? Mm. It was the legions of demons. There were so many. That's what will happen. Immediately, once the person takes the sign, this person will just turn and be a killer. That person will be a devil worshiper. That person will just be a witchcraft or just the rapist. That's what will happen on that person. They won't be saved anymore altogether. Remember that we have been created on the image of God. A human being is more likely to be saved, let's say, you know, when somebody gets salvation But in this case, somebody won't be saved altogether. So I'm just warning people to be careful of the sign that is coming. Now, let me just start like this. What is more shocking on people, or what is causing more denial, is that rapture has never happened altogether. We are the generation that has been chosen. That's why there's so much denial on people, both Christians, pastors, and everybody that's living, because this has never happened. It happened only on Elijah. We know that he was raptured. Enoch, he was raptured. That's what happened. Now the whole population all over the world, people just disappear. That's what's going to happen. Now we are denying that we are the chosen generation, and that's what's going to happen. Now I want to clarify that the Father never does anything without warning people. That's what it is. It's so fair. Let me just go through the steps that will happen. What's going to happen at the moment? Antichrist is there, but he hasn't been revealed. Revelation chapter 6, it's all there. First sign, the Antichrist will be revealed. That is the first thing. Then when Antichrist come, he's going to, remember that devil works on deception. He's going to come as if he is a man of peace that will be negotiating peace with everybody. And then the nations are going to combine. Then they are going to agree that, okay, fine, we're stopping the war, there is peace. Whether they'll be signing or it will be verbal agreement, it depends what it is. Right now, as much as there are negotiations, I don't mean to say that the president that is there may be related. No, I don't mean to implicate him. We are happy for now that he's busy negotiating for peace. But I don't mean to say that he's involved in this. I'm just saying how Antichrist will start. Just when negotiations have been there, when everybody says peace, then there is the disaster. The word of God is specifying that. Then everything just turns. The first thing that will be done on earth, peace will be removed. Remember that on the book
this
of Romans,
tribulation.
Yeah. Yes, you know. Oh, let me just start like this. Christians will be taken away, because Lord Jesus Christ has promised us on Revelation chapter 3 that because you have been faithful to me, then I'll rescue you from the hour of tribulation, or the hour, you know, of trouble on earth. So I believe in pre-tribulation, because scholars have been divided the opinions. There are pre-tribs, pre-tribulation, mid or after. I believe in pre-tribulation, that Christians definitely will be removed, you know, by then. So once as the Antichrist is revealed, number two, peace will be removed from earth. The Father God has said it specifically, remove peace from earth. There is something that you are not aware of. We are existing because of peace. We are communicating today because of peace. We are able even to sleep because of peace. Imagine once peace is removed from earth, as an individual, you can't even sleep. There is disharmony within you, the soul, body, and the spirit. Once peace is removed, there'll be trauma. People will just be in depression. Daughter and the mother, even the kid and the husband, neighbors, they'll just be war. And now on this verse, it says peace must be removed so that people will start killing themselves. It's then that they'll be at war. Already now, if we look globally, that's why Jesus was angry when he was telling the Pharisees that you don't know how to interpret the times. We've got to be able to interpret the times as the human beings. Number two, as the body of Christ. We can see what is happening right now globally. Already we know that the nations have divided themselves. These are favoring Israel. The other ones are against Israel. What's going to happen here? The first thing, when peace is removed, the next thing that's going to happen, there'll be a war. Some will be supporting Israel. Some will be against Israel. Whilst here on the community itself, wherever you are, there'll be wars. People will just be hating each other. People will be killing each other. That is number one. Number two, what's going to happen is famine. You know, there'll be so much scarcity of food that the word of God is specifying that food will be weighed. Literally on the scale, that's what the word of God is saying. Yes, on the scale. So it means that per family or per person, it will be weighed. Imagine now, maize or millet or rice, it's just plain. It will be weighed on the scale. The prices will go up about 10 times or 20 times more. Imagine in one place that people will be queuing. So the advice to me, those that will be left behind, they must just go and buy in plentiness. Once you hear that people, pulse. Once you hear that people have disappeared, because that's what is coming. Most of the people will be killed through famine. Another thing, note that once there's famine, there won't be any medications altogether, because there'll be a chaos in this world. Those that are the asthmatics, they must just go and buy prednisone. That is my advice to them. Because asthma, I'm just feeling sorry for them. They are just number one.
Even like chronic...
Obviously, you know, once there is famine, remember that, you know, all these things must be manufactured. They must be transported. There won't be any order anymore. Okay, that is famine. Number three, there'll be death. Father will just release death on earth. What is saying? It says, you remember that everything that appears here on this world, it starts on the spiritual realm. Mm. Father is showing us what will be happening that side and what will be happening on earth. The pale horse will be seen. The rider of the horse will be death itself. So death will just be all over. But remember that people have already been killed during when peace was removed. After that, people have been killed when there was famine. Yeah. Now there is death, released officially by death, by Father. Okay? What's going to happen here? People will die of famine. People will be killed by the beast. You see, here we've got a Kruger National Park. Mm-hmm. And all those zoos where the animals are kept.
Right.
Animals will just be out. Ah. There'll be lions all over. It's written in God's word. People will be killed by the beasts. Mm. Lions will be all over. Snakes will be all over. Death will just be all over. Some will be killed by the natural diseases. Some will just die. You know that the demons can just kill people. Okay. What I want to insist here, people must make sure that they don't take the mark of the beast. Because at least by this time, number one, people that will be killed are the Christians. Why are the Christians going to be killed? They'll deny to take the mark of the beast. Mm. They'll be preaching as never before. Multitudes will be saved after rapture. Some people will just say, we are agreeing that Lord Jesus Christ is ruling and reigning is Lord. God, because we've seen people disappearing. More than any other things, those that will be left behind, they'll be preaching like never before. That's why many people will be saved after rapture. That's why I'm saying that don't take the mark, because you might be one of those that will be saved if you agree as I'm talking today. Okay, after that, what's going to happen? We are being shown now in heaven. In heaven, there were those martyrs that will be there that have already been killed. They'll go to Father God and say, Father, avenge our blood. They want now justice because women will be ravished. It's up to you to look in the dictionary what ravished mean. Before they are being killed, remember that they'll be tormented. Women will be ravished. Their babies will be dashed on the floor or on the walls. Even before being beheaded, Christians will be killed cruelly. That's why they'll appear before the Father and say, avenge our, we want justice. What the Father will say, wait until the number of those that will be killed is enough. Okay? Now this is what is going to happen, the next thing. This is the last tribulation for now, when the Christians will be all gone and the dead. Because of the love of the Father, the Christians will be dead already. They'll go to heaven to be safe. But before they go, there'll be a great earthquake on earth. If it was electric, I would say voltage will be so high to such an extent that we have been told clearly that the mountains will move where they are. Remember when you grow up knowing that the mountains is here, one day those mountains will move. What will happen? People will be running after mountains and say, mountains, hide us from the wrath of God. Mm-hmm. Now things will be bad, that even on earth, cars, bridges, even the houses, it will just be a disaster. Imagine most of the people will be killed. Some people will be permanently disabled. Remember that there's no medical assistance at this time. Okay. What will happen? Some people will just be lost from each other, mother and the babies, because there'll just be big gaps that will be open all over the cracks on earth. Because if it will be so big that even the mountains will be moved, it's just another disaster. These people now are crippled. Some can't find each other. You've never heard the human beings talking on the mountain, saying mountains fall on us. We've been told that we can talk to illnesses. We've been told that we can talk on the objects. For the first time, human beings will be running on the very same mountains that have moved and say mountains fall on us. Have you ever seen a human being talking to an object? That's how things... Remember that these people have got fear already. These people are tormented already. That's how bad it is. Now, after that, we are being shown in heaven, Revelation chapter 7, an elder will say, let me just say this. In the presence of the Father, it will appear people that are in white garments, those are the saints that have been killed here on earth. They'll be wearing the white garments or the robes. They'll be having the palms on their hands. Who are they? They'll be from all races, all nations, all kindreds, all languages. Make sure that you are among those. Otherwise, the worst is still coming. Make sure that you are among those. Now, what I mean to say, the elder said, who are those? Revelation 7, verse 14. Those are they who have washed their garments and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Jesus. Those will be beheaded, because you must know one thing. To go to heaven, it's either through rapture or being killed. They won't be beheaded only. They'll be tormented before being killed. Now, what is happening? They are all in heaven now. Okay? Now the West is coming here on earth. When it's coming, the angels will be blowing the trumpets. Once the word of God say woo or woe, depending on how you pronounce it.
Yeah.
On the book of Isaiah, we've heard God talking, saying woes that were there. We've heard the Lord Jesus Christ, when he's been talking to the Pharisees, before he left them, he said woe unto the Pharisees. I think it was the seven woes. Now the angels will say woe to the human beings. What's going to happen? From the incense of the Father now, the prayers of the saints and the incense from the throne of God or from the altar, yes. Prayers of the saints, incense from the altar of God, after that together with fire and the blood will be poured here on earth. Saints, be careful of your prayers. Always pray, because one day your prayers will work. Those prayers will be poured here on earth. Remember now God's wrath. Remember that this earth as it is existing right now, it's based, this earth has got the blood of the apostles that died already. Mm. Those martyrs that have always been killed after Christ came. Remember that when Jesus Christ was born, how many babies were killed? That's why God has got to come with his revenge here on earth. He'll just want justice, and that is the avenge. Now, what's going to happen once it's poured here on earth? Now, I'll say the first tribulation again. I'm continuing. What's going to happen? The third of the trees and the third of grass will be burnt. Remember that part of the oxygen, we're getting it from the trees as the human beings. Now, if the third of the trees is being burnt, there'll be shortage of oxygen.
Right.
People will be cyanosed, according to the Department of Health, our terminology. They'll be cyanosed, bluish in color. They'll have nasal flaring. They'll have dyspnea. They'll be dyspneic. Because now there's shortage of oxygen for everybody. Imagine you are under trauma. There is no food, nothing. Because third of the trees will be burnt. If grass, third of the grass is burnt, remember that from grass we're getting what? Vegetables. Whether it's rice or whatever, it's gonna be banned. Number two, even on the seas themselves, there'll be blood, and part of the animals on the sea will die. Number three, the rivers themselves, because there'll be rivers now, there'll be no water purification like the taps. The rivers will be polluted. According to us, we can just say that it will be unfavorable for the human beings to drink, or it will be poison. Part of the human beings will die because of those water, the water that will be there. Okay, now what's going to happen? One third of the sun, one third of the moon will just be dismantled or destroyed because it won't work anymore. As it is one third of the stars.
So which means there's not going to be sunlight.
Yes, it will be dim because it's one third.
Yes. You know?
Yes. So here in this earth, there'll be dim light. It won't be bright as is. Even during the night, it will even be more dimmer. That's what is going to happen. Now, as though that hasn't been enough, let me just tell you a secret. Human beings are not aware of the fact that there are fallen angels and the demons is two groups that have been locked since, I'll just estimate about 5,000 years. You know why I'm estimating it, ne? Because the scientists are saying that the earth has been there for about 6,000 years. I don't know if you've heard that. Now, let me explain this, ne? In Genesis chapter 6, there are angels who had the relationships or got married to the sons of the daughters of men. Yeah. Let me just say so. Ne? As they made, remember that the angels are the spirits. Now they slept with the daughters of men. Remember that a human being has been created through the flesh, the soul, and the spirit. Now if the angels are pure spirits, now they are meeting with the daughters of men. Mm-hmm. What came? It's half human being and the half spirits. That's why there were giants on those days, and mm-hmm. God destroyed this earth. You remember mm-hmm. when what is being said about Goliath, né, on those days, mm-hmm. the one that was killed by David. He was so tall that, you know, the human beings were so short. It is even being said that they had 6 fingers and 6 toes. That's how tall mm-hmm. they were. Now, those were the warrior angels that mate with the daughters of men. That's why they were so tall. Remember that when the Lord God created the warrior angels, he always creates the angels based on the work that they'll be doing. Mm, like Michael okay. is a warrior angel. Mm-hmm. They are so dangerous in a way that the Lord locked them up. They are bound on the river Euphrates. Now, at that time, God is going to release them. Hey. Actually, yes. God will release those demons. Okay. Let me start with another group, because that is the last group that I'll be talking it of. The first group that will be released are the angels that are locked in the bottomless pit. Their leader is Apollyon. Bottomless pit, as I'm putting my feet here, I'm on the bottom. It's dark where they are. Those demons are fuming. And they know very well that they are locked there to torment the human beings and nothing else. They are fuming for all these years. Imagine when Genesis chapter 6 was. That's where they are. They are just fuming, waiting to torment the human beings. What will happen? They'll be released. An angel will go and just open with the key. Their leader is what? It's Apollyon. When they are coming out, Apollyon what? It's the angel of destruction. When they are coming out, for 5 months, they've been told only to torment the human beings, not to kill them. Mm-mm. Remember that since they started, these tribulations, since they started, people are being killed and nothing else. Mm. But for a change for these 5 months, people will be seeking for death. You know what it is to seek? To seek, it's not like to look for. Mm-mm. They'll be seeking death, and death will be gone from them.
Because death will be yes. better than going through all that suffering. Yes. Like, I would
they'll wish to die. Some will even, most of the people or all will attempt suicide, and death will fly away from them. It won't be there. Now, how will they be killing? Their teeth, they are like the teeth of the lion. Mm. Their face, like the face of a man. Though their hair, they are like the hair of a woman. Though in the Bible, John saw as if they look like the locust, but the face is the face of a man. Hair is the hair like the hair of a woman. Their teeth are the teeth like the teeth of a lion. With their tails, there is a sting like the iron, like the scorpions. You have never heard in human history where all people want to die. I mean, few people do want to commit suicide, but all people, they will seek death and it won't be there. Remember that once demons are starting to torment, demons are spirits. They are never tired. They'll be stinging them 24 hours and another 24 hours, minute by minute. When they are stinging them everywhere, imagine being a human being. For 5 months, they are busy stinging you, just specifically you. You remember that the demons don't have an IQ like us. They can't say, let's exchange this one because we've stung this one so much. Mm. No, it won't be like that. Imagine when, because they are locked and to torment.
This is all biblical.
They are locked to torment. Now, when they are torment, they know the soft parts in the human being. Like on our genitals, it's soft. Like on our eyes, it's soft. On our mouth, it's soft. They'll be stinging them. And they will not be dying. There is no way that human beings will ever wish to die. But death will be out for them. Oh, you remember that people that are there now, remember the word of God is saying, whatsoever torment now that they'll be going through, they won't be saved. Instead, they'll be blasphemous against God. That's why I said that even their genetic code will change. Okay? Now it's 5 months, it has passed. Then there are those angels that I've been talking of that are locked. Remember how many there will be. There are 4 angels that will be released. Warrior angels, remember their physique, the structure. When God created them, the physique, they are the warrior angels. About 13 feet tall. Remember how Michael is. Whenever there is war, when you call Michael, it's just something else. Now when they are released, because they are 4, there'll be one will be on south, east, north, and west. With them, they'll be having 200 million demons with them. Each will be in charge of 200 million demons with them. That's what the word of God said. I read it, I don't know how many times. I was just 200 million. I couldn't even picture it. When they are released, remember that the Lord Father has trained them for the wars. That's what they were created for. All they know is the wars. They are so organized. When these demons come, oh, they are organized. The noises of the chariots will be heard when they are coming. They'll be leaping over the mountains. They'll enter in everybody's houses. Guess what? With them, from their mouths, it will be sulfur, brimstone, and fire. It will just be bad. Whenever they are marching like this, they are watching like the men of war. Remember that they are fuming. Remember that they have been bound with them. The other ones have been on the bottomless pit. These ones have been bound for years and years and years, being told that you are there just to torment the human beings. This time they'll be killing straight away. That's what they'll be doing, killing the human beings. Remember that these fallen angels have got the grudge. All they are saying that we sinned once and we're not forgiven altogether. Mm. Human beings have been loved so much that they've sinned repeatedly, and the Father is forgiven them for years and years and years. Now they hate the human beings so much. Imagine being bound for many years in darkness, and you have been told that your duty is to torment the human beings and kill them. Things will just be bad. So they'll just be killing, and that's it. Now, what I've come to do here is to warn the human beings. The last verse says that, oh, let me just specify this again. People always have the questions about 144,000 that will be put the mark. Jews today, and I mean, some of the, let me just say, most of the Jews are still waiting for coming of Jesus Christ or their Messiah because they were born by their great-great grandparents who told them that Jesus wasn't the Messiah. Now, when the Christians are raptured, they will repent, most of them. From the tribes of Israel, that are 12,000 each from the tribes of Israel. So 144,000 will be having the mark of God. By then, they'll be called servant of God. What will happen? They'll be having the mark on their forehead. They won't be tormented altogether. It's there in God's word. When these demons are coming to torment human beings, when this sun and the stars and all this, this is now called the great tribulations. Once the Christians are in heaven, those that have been beheaded.
So the ones that won't accept the mark of the beast won't be tortured. The ones who won't.
Yes, they won't accept the mark of the beast.
Okay.
Those won't be tortured. According to me, I even believe that as Jesus Christ in Matthew chapter 24, he said that when these things start, fly to the mountains of Judah. I think most of the Jews will be hiding on the mountains because Bible will be their friend once the Christians have disappeared. They'll say, I know, man, something has happened. Then they'll start searching the scripture. Jesus Christ said, fly to the mountains. If I was a human being that will be left here, I'll really, really hide on the mountains because I won't stand this. But it's up to a person. Because in the book of Joel and in Hosea, the Lord said that I've made the covenant with the beast. They won't harm you. So that has been organized. The Lord wouldn't have said, fly to the mountains. If the mountains, there will be peace again. So it's up to you and peace. I don't mean to take your decisions or whatever. But I believe that there are Jews that will be hiding on the mountains by then. And there are those that didn't take the mark of the peace altogether. Number two, there'll be those 12,000 from each tribe of Israel. 144,000. All in all, that are written there in the Bible. Those will accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Those will be having the mark on their foreheads, and they won't be tormented. Remember that only when the Christians have been there in heaven, you know, when the voices said, like I said in Revelation 7 verse 14, who are those? Those are they that are from great tribulation. Initially, they've been involved in a tribulation, the initial phase. Remember that according to the theologians, it will be 7 years based on the book of Daniel. All in all, this tribulation, 3.5 where the Christians will be, first will suffer, and then they'll be beheaded. That is first 3.5. Then the last 3.5 years is then that the tone changes. Great tribulation now. you know? Yes. So during the last 3.5 is then that they'll be put the mark that they mustn't be touched. Now they are the servant of the Lord. Those Jews, 12,000 from each tribe, that will be now the servants of God or the Christians, of which I said I believe that some of the Jews will be hiding. Now what I want to say, people that will be left here, those that accepted the mark of the beast, they'll be killing each other violently. Remember that they've accepted the mark of the beast. Now they are just the devils themselves. Changed. The DNA is changed. They've got no mess. I don't know whether rape will still be called rape because one will be sleeping with another anyhow because now they are demon-possessed over 24 hours. There won't be any contraceptives. Women will be pregnant now and again and giving birth. Guess what? The demons are living on people's blood. The Satanists are living on people's blood. Those babies that will be born by then, they'll just be eaten because of hunger. Number two, to sacrifice to the demons, to the devils and the demons. Number three, remember that they will be worshipping the devil. Remember that he likes to be worshipped. That's what he said to the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, worshipping me. Those that will be here on earth, they'll be worshipping the devil day in and day out because now they're demon possessed. All what I want to say, taking this mark of the beast is not a solution because people initially they'll be told that this will solve the problems when it starts. When you take this mark of the beast, we want to know how many people are there on earth so that we're going to provide for them for food so that it will be enough. Initially, that's how it's going to start because it's going to start with deception. And again, people will promise that when you are going to work or to be employed, we won't employ you with the sign.
Unless we have
you'll this. Be paid through the sign. Even in the banks, you won't get the money. You must have the sign. Initially, people will think that I've got to take it. This is the only solution.
Yeah.
Even on the TVs and everywhere. Initially, there'll be official people that we trust. They'll be standing there, even crying tears, the females. I'm telling you, literally, it's not that I think. They'll be begging people so much. You'll have enough food. You'll have medical assistance. You'll be able to assess your money. You'll be able to be employed. Please take the sign. Whoever has got HIV, they'll be told that your HIV issue will be sorted out. Some will be told that, let's say, if you've got the mother who is crippled or whatsoever, they'll tell you that this sign will do everything. So people will be deceived to take it. Thinking that even during COVID, government did help us. So there's nothing wrong with this. That's what people will be telling. All what I've come to insist to people, taking the mark of the beast is not the solution. Because remember, as you have taken it, you're still going to go to hell anyway. In hell, there's no rest. There are billion people who have been screaming for some for 3,000 years, some for 4,000. They are screaming and jumping. There is no rest. Whatsoever you've been doing here on earth, you'll just be screaming. Revelation 20, there's still going to be final judgment anyway by God the Father. So to take the mark of the beast is not the solution altogether. Just refuse it. Be vigilant. Accept the Lord Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior. That's all I can say to you. That is the only solution.
Wow. Wow. Thank you. Wow. 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 Okay. Okay. You are very clear on the message and you went straight into it. Scary. Scary stuff. Yeah. Really, really scary stuff.
I've always run away from like the scriptures. You know, when you read the Bible, we're so used
you
to
choose.
Reading. You choose. You're so selective. And, you know, you go to the book of Revelations and everywhere where, you know, there's tribulation, there's rapture. And they've always been scary. You run away from them. But now that it's happening, it's just like people are understanding it and the teachings are there.
Where did you get these teachings?
You know, it's there in the Bible, Revelation.
Like, how did God choose you to really focus on this?
I just warn the pastors. Pastors, stop arguing and stop this conflict that you're making now. It's not about the date. All you know now is the date. The revelations, you're not hearing them. Pastors, this is the time that you've got to preach. Otherwise, God's wrath is going to fall upon you. In the first place, you should have stopped to preach about rapture in the first place. You didn't preach about rapture. Now you are busy arguing. There's no reward that you're going to get from heaven that you have been good in analyzing and criticizing others. Pastors, this is good time for you to start preaching for the souls. Whether you agree with the date or not, but you have been called to preach. Pastors, Christians, start preaching. Otherwise, the wrath of God is coming upon you, I'm telling you. This is the warning from the Lord. Stop to argue about the dates. It's not about the dates. You were called to preach, not to argue about the dates. Start preaching right now, I am telling you. Otherwise, anyway, you'll be left behind. Fortunately, you will follow us and you'll preaching here under God's wrath, I'm telling you. Some of the pastors will end up in hell. Because Jesus Christ right now is going to come for those that have got faith. He said, when the Son comes, will he find faith on earth? Again on Philippians and in the book of Hebrews, he is saying that he is coming for those that are eagerly waiting for him. As you are not waiting for him, then you won't be raptured because Christianity is based on faith. So if you don't have faith, you won't be raptured anyway. Be careful of the wrath of God is upon you, pastors.
You. Hectic. I love what you said in terms of waiting, 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 waiting. He's the soon coming king. It's everywhere in scripture.
Do
we
the work.
Ought to be waiting.
Yes, yes.
We have to be waiting. Yes. So
at any time, even now he can come
any
back.
Rate, anyway.
Now, why are you denying rapture? What is your problem, Christians?
It's we've
been
Bible.
Told that at any time Jesus is coming back, but now we are busy arguing. Theologians are busy coming with this and this. What way, when you were saved, you were told that Jesus is coming back at any time.
Yes.
Now, what is the argument about? You were called to preach, not to argue.
I know during rapture, right?
Mm-hmm.
People who are dead will be risen up.
Yes.
Meet him in the sky.
Yes.
Then the people who are still alive will also be caught up.
Yes.
Now, the people who are not caught up, who are going to heaven, the other people who are not Christian, right, who are dead, will they be? Will they then wake up and be part of tribulation?
No, they won't.
Or are they already in hell?
Remember those that are dead?
Yeah.
And they were not Christians?
Yeah.
They are waiting for the last day. At the moment,
judgment.
They are in hell. Their spirits are being tormented in hell. In hell. Yes.
So the ones who are
then
Christian
are
waiting for
yes,
rapture.
They are waiting for the last day when God is going to say the final judgment. At the moment, they are all those that were not saved. They are all in hell. They are being tormented right now. They won't rise up. Because they are in hell. Those, the reason why they'll rise up from the grave,
yes.
Because their bodies must be changed. Even us that are still alive, our bodies will be changed. Mortal bodies will be putting on immortal. So the bodies will be transformed.
Yes.
That's why
bodies,
they must be raised
these
up.
These bodies now,
yes.
They are bodies to die. But now, because now there's going to be everlasting
life. Bodies, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Understood.
Yeah.
That was my question. Do you have a question?
Mm-hmm.
Before we wrap it up?
I don't have any question.
So
my
you've
head is
been
spinning.
Called just for this because I think the way you went directly to it, it's like nobody else has spoken about tribulation like I've heard you speaking about it now.
Well, remember that the Lord God has got many servants that are hidden that people are not aware of. He is busy training us this way and this way, this way and this way. So now we just said, my daughter, because they don't want the prophecy, they don't even, when somebody say, Jesus Christ came when I was sitting, I wasn't sleeping, they are not listening to you. Just go to the scriptures, tell them about the scriptures now straight away. Go to the scriptures. I've just been trained by the Lord. With me, I mean, I've been illiterate of this too. He trained me specifically and sent me that. I sent you to the divine matter of faith. Now, this was the purpose. Remember that I'm Esther. I was born for such a time as this, to warn the nations.
Wow.
That's why I was born in 1966 and being named Esther. That is my name. I was created for such a time as this.
It wasn't
the
a
Lord
coincidence.
Has trained me. Yes. It wasn't a coincidence.
And just to clarify, everything that you're saying, she's not saying it's in a dream or it's in a vision. This is all scriptures.
Yes, yes.
So, and now you are saying to pastors, don't be selective in the teachings that you are teaching the people of God.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, preach the good news, but don't not preach this part. He's coming back. All this is in the scripture. Teach them everything. Let them be prepared. Because those who know, we won't be shocked like the others are surprised. It shouldn't take you by surprise because you should know these things.
The Lord said, don't talk about the dreams or the visions, only the word of God. It's all in the word of God to warn people. That's it.
And in big exclamation bold, do not accept the mark
of the beast. Yes.
Yo. Jobs Mike, we've come to the end of the episode.
Hi.
Thank you so much for watching. We are as speechless as you. And she is also speechless. I'm sure you've also never seen us. Thank you for watching the show, you and your family. We're looking forward to what they're going to say as well. But thank you for sharing and really just, you know, pouring out your heart and being passionate and touching on something that seems to be controversial, that's not spoken about every single day. But this was a warning, specifically. It was a warning. And you were like,
on the agenda.
I'm coming and I have an urgent warning. And thank you for coming.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Bless God, you, Mom Gugu. Also, Mom Esther. Yay. Wow. Thank you to you at home for watching. Thank you for interacting, for liking, for sharing the video. We hope that it was insightful, that you found something in it. And we hope that God speaks to you through whatever you are watching today, that it's not about us, but about your relationship with God. May reveal to you, may open your eyes and your ears to hear and see the message of the end time.
Go and open these scriptures. Go and open these scriptures and study the word of God in depth, in detail, and educate yourself. Pray for wisdom. Pray for understanding. And the Lord will definitely lead you in the right path. And that is the path of righteousness and life. From myself, Innocent.
And myself, Millicent. And of course, Umam Gugu Siyabonga and the team behind the camera who are not ready for tribulation. Subjects, he's back for now. I've been through the most, been through the most. I've been through.